Go ahead, Griffin.
Okay. Thanks for that. And thanks for everyone for attending today's call for the Middle East and Adjoining Country Working Group weekly call. And we will continue our work with regard to the regional strategic objective. So we shared last week the Google Doc to get some input and comment. So we get few, and it's more for the two first focus area. So we'll try to go through them and to continue this exercise through several iteration to develop either, I mean, around existing strategical objective, but I think which is more important is to think about a new one that we believe that they are of interest for our region and they are still aligned with the strategical goal from ICANN. So is it possible to share the document in the Zoom? If I think you are the host, you can. Oh.
Yeah, so Rafiq, I made you a co-host. You can share it from your end now.
Okay, thanks. Let me find the document. This one. Okay, let me share. Okay, you see the document?
Yes, Rafiq, it's online.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Okay, so as you can see, there are several comments. So the first strategic focus area is about security. And so in the call, we highlighted in red those with the relevant to our region. And then we have here is a new section, which what we call the regional focus in the light of the strategic goal. So this is the more like what we can see, what we can say it's more like developed by the team. Here it's more like the initial input we got, like so I guess way is to go quickly through this. I hope that Hadia already joined us, so maybe she can elaborate on some of them, but we can go through and getting some comment or any suggestion. So the first bullet point is conducting training needs assessment, TNA, in line with the given strategic objective. So I'm not sure if the meaning of training needs assessment, if it's something, I mean, it's a used word, but I guess is first is trying to assess or trying to find out what is needed in term of training. Okay, so maybe here asking Fahad and Baher how the training were done before. I understand that's coming from previous strategy, but was there any some kind of specific work trying to do assessment or try to kind of evaluate or survey what are the needs? So if something we can use or we need to develop from scratch. Baher, Fahd?
Yeah, Rafiq, so this is Fahd. I can take this question. So actually, in terms of training, I mean, the training programs that are offered by ICANN are kind of limited. So you can, it revolves around DNS operations, DNSSEC, and of course, handling internet identifiers, abuse and misuse. Now, in terms of DNS operations and DNSSEC, It usually used to be discussions with CCTLDs, because we felt that within the region, in order to kickstart these discussions on DNSSEC, it's good to talk to the CCTLD. And so if the CCTLD makes a concrete request, or sometimes the IDN CCTLD, we would put it forward and we will just conduct it. Now, in identifying the number of workshops we are targeting for every fiscal year, it was really based on historical information. So in the past, I mean, we would usually do minimum 4 workshops. So we would, in our annual implementation plan, we would list like 4 workshops as a target to be implemented within that fiscal year. Now, in terms of abuse and misuse, we used to do it in several ways. So on the one end, if we are heading to a country to hold a workshop on DNSSEC or DNS operations, we would also toss the idea to the local host and encourage them to maybe have a one-day workshop on abuse and misuse. And of course, in all instances, this was accepted. In some rare cases where we see like some kind of benefit, a strategic benefit, we would just, and if we are traveling to that country, we would just share it with our contacts there and tell them that we could probably do a one-day workshop for you on abuse and misuse, and they would oblige. So in a nutshell, yeah, I mean, the number of workshops that ICANN can provide at a technical perspective is kind of limited, and it usually would be upon request. I hope this addresses the question.
Okay, address, I think. So I can understand. So we have, let's say, a set of existing type of workshop and that can be done based on request or demand. So it's not something new every time. I guess this is a good question. Do we need to explore having a different type of training, and if it's feasible or possible, knowing the constraints like the budget and the resource, I mean, like the human resource and so on. Fred, I think since you are giving some comments, and probably we'll share the minutes later, but I guess we can also add some comments to the document just for to link those comment to the bullet points, and then later we can try to resolve that or elaborate in the recommendation. Yes, Bear, please go ahead. Sorry, I missed you. You were being in the queue.
No, thank you. Thank you, Rafi. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you well.
Okay, I have a question because I... my Zoom was not working from the beginning, and now I have I see on the screen section 1.3 regional focus in light of strategic goals, but I'm not sure are we discussing goals, or have we gone like one level below that and started to discuss activities? Because what you've been discussing about training, programs, etc., sounds to me like more like activities. But I'm not clear. So this is a question: are we still discussing the goals and trying to agree on the regional goals that we need to have under each strategic focus area or strategic objective?
Thanks, Bear. I think that's a fair question. So as I can see the input, it's probably mixing both. And so we are trying to go through the different bullet points and comment, and so we can extract which are kind of goals and also the activities. So maybe I kind of added to the confusion when I asked about the trainings and the workshop, because we have here a bullet point talk about conducting training needs assessment. So I was wondering how, if it was done before, and how we try to evaluate the demands about the workshop and the needs. And so that's why I was asking the question. So here we got some input, and we will try to separate between both the goals and activities. So I mean, we just the input probably mixing both. Okay, Yes, Zeker, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. So, I mean, responding to Baher's question, since I did the formatting and added some points as well. So the idea is in point 1.3, we've got the regional focus on in light of the strategic goals. So this is in line with the strategic goals of the ICANN strategic plan, right? So at the top, as I mentioned in my email as well, we've got the objective and then the strategic goals, and then from out of those goals we are highlighting, or you know, we are focusing on certain strategic goals which are in line with the requirements of the region. So that's why we are calling it regional focus in light of the strategic goals. So here we will mention the goals, the strategic goals that our region needs, and then in the next section 1.4, for example, we will highlight the activities or the, you know, the actions that we will conduct to be able to, you know, achieve these goals in 1.3. So for example, the point on TNA needs, TNA mentioned that conducting a training need assessment. So this could be one of the regional focus for us to, you know, to focus on. For example, to conduct a TNA, whether, you know, how many CCTLDs are using DNSSEC, how many of them needs a technical resource to get this DNSSEC training, as Fahad mentioned. So once we have a bigger picture of the region that, you know, for example, 50% of CCTLDs are using DNSSEC and the rest of them are not, and then that will be a point for us to, you know, get onto the action stage and how to, you know, to give training or to conduct a training or some activity for them so that they get the activities. And similarly on the rest of the you know, the regional strategic goals as well. So the point was this. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for the formatting and kind of kicking here. I mean, the ball and starting the process. So, okay, so we have the regional goals and the activities, and also hearing you, Zachary, you talked like about 70% of CCTLD operator to have deployed DNSSEC and so on. So I was wondering, is it's this also, we in the same time, we need to think about the metrics or KPI to kind of to be able to measure later on the activities against the goal we are setting. So, I mean, the question here, how we should proceed. So we can go through all the regional strategic goal and try to identify the activities, or agreeing first on the set of goals and later on working on the detailed activities. So I'm not sure what the best, but at the end it's kind of, we can go back and forth and go through several iteration just to be sure that we are not missing anything. And anyway, we didn't finish. I mean, we don't have comments in the rest of the section. So this is just, we will go through this several times. And hopefully we can get input for the other section or other focus area this week. Okay, so are you okay that we go the bullet points or strategy goal one by one, and the way that we have an initial agreement. We can always add more in future. While then, when we have that first set, we can start thinking about the activities. But I mean, I'm just wondering if we should do both now, or just trying to agree on that first level and try to have it fixed, and then working on the details about the recommendation for the activities. Yes, Bear.
Thank you, Rafi. So my personal preference would be to, you know, keep the discussion for now at the goal level, try to get, you know, as much feedback and input as possible from the working group on the different goals under each and every strategic area or strategic objective. And once we have, you know, like say 70 or 80,
Not sure. Beher?
80% and you know the rest things. Yeah. Hello.
Hello. I can hear you now. I lost you for a few seconds.
Yeah. So just quickly, I'm gonna just say it in one word. I mean, my preference is to keep the discussion now at the goal level, and once we have more clarity, like 70-80% clarity agreement on that level, we can then move one level down and discuss activities. But I think we need to, you know, have sort of agreement on the goals before getting into the details of the activities. That's my opinion.
Okay, Bear. Yeah, that's one. I mean, kind of what was asking to the two is that we focus first on the strategic goal and then go to the activity. So, but again, I wanted to kind of stress we can always like going back and forth. I mean, it's just we try to reach some level of strategic goal and that to allow us to start working on the. Sorry, on the activities. Yes, Zeker, please go ahead.
Yes, I agree with Bahir, as he mentioned, that we need to focus first on the regional goals. And then after that, once we have a considerable amount of regional goals populated into the document, and that's where we should start working on actions or activities. And then as Fahad mentioned earlier in his email, that you know the previous strategy has a lucid graph or chart in which we have, you know, mentioned all these goals and the activities and, you know, the objectives. So once we start working on the actions and activities, that would be a point for us to convert all this text into a document form. Probably I can volunteer to work on that chart as well once we have, you know, all the goals and the activities mentioned in this Google Doc. Thank you.
Rafiq, if I may, this is Fahad. So one bad thing about running these calls as a host is that you don't have the option of actually raising your hand. So I apologize for just barging into the call.
Yeah.
So one other.
You want to silence you, Fahad, that's why. Okay, please go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So one other thing to consider is that if we look at the previous two strategies and we look at the objectives under each focus area, you would see that they are not like a copy paste of what the strategy had in it. It was kind of amended, or let's say the text was updated to kind of reflect the need of the region. So I think that's one other question the strategy working group needs to answer. If we look at the goals found under each strategic objective, I mean, yes, you know, in the previous call, we went through this exercise of identifying what we could include and what might not be relevant to the region. Now, but I think one other question we need to answer is that, do we also want to copy paste whatever goals we agree on, or do we want to amend the text or maybe kind of devise some new items? It's just a note, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of food for thought on this. Thank you.
Thanks, Fahad. So I think the approach we followed from the beginning is we started to familiarize everyone with the ICANN strategic plan, and so understanding the focus area and the strategic goals, and try to get the initial comments. And after we the approach was to focus on the strategic objective and try to kind of extract what we think is relevant. And we are trying now to kind of move from that. Just that was kind of straw person document to help us to kick off the process and to start thinking within the boundaries or the constraints of the ICANN strategic plan and what we need to do in our region. So we are getting now initial input about the regional strategy and goals. And I do believe we will go through a lot of iteration and this will be transformed several times. So I'm kind of not concerned about this because I believe we will have to make a lot of amendments and changes, but we need kind of to start to have something that it's more to get other input and to encourage everyone to participate, but also to give an idea of what we want to reach. So again, also, I think you shared that the document and the email, it's kind of maybe the format we want. So, and as you said, it's the goals are quite, I mean, the objective or goals are a little different from what there was in the ICANN strategic plan. And I think that's what we are trying to achieve, because we need really to kind of customize or to tailor the strategic plan about around our needs. So we will go through that and in several steps. Sorry for speaking for too long. I see that Zachary is in the queue. Zachary, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. So that's a good observation by Fahad. As we can see in the document that we have, for example, we have a strategic focus area, for example, security, and then at 1.1 we have ICANN strategic objective, and 1.2 is ICANN strategic goals. So these points are exactly the same as mentioned in ICANN strategic plan of 2021 to 2025, and these will remain the same, because one of the requirement for the regional strategy is that it should be in line with ICANN's strategic plan. So that's why we have mentioned these three points here as a guideline for the members. And then, as we can see, 1.3 regional focus. So from here is something that the SWG will be working on. So we'll have the regional focus in light of strategic goals, right? So these are the points that we will develop. We will write from scratch instead of copying from, you know, the ICANN plan, ICANN strategic plan. So what the SWG will do is we will develop these strategic goals for the region based on the strategic goals from the ICANN strategic plan, and then we will build onto it and develop the actions and activities as well. So as for the section 1.1, 1.2 are concerned, they'll have to be the same as in the ICANN strategic plan, but in 1.3 we will develop the regional focus in light of the strategic goals. This will be in line with ICANN strategic goals, and then in 1.4 similarly the actions based on these strategic goals. So just wanted to share this point. Thank you.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Rafiq, I can.
Okay, thanks, Jack. Sorry, I think I missed the whole intervention because I had connection problem. I'm really sorry for that. So if you can just maybe put some just a basic idea in the chat, it would be helpful.
Sure. So I was just referring to Fahad's observation that, you know, either we are going to copy the strategic goals from ICANN strategic plan, or we are going to develop our own, just like in the previous strategy we had, you know, developed our own strategic goals for the region. So I was just referring to the document that in 1.1 and 1.2 we have exactly the same strategic objective and strategic goals copied from ICANN strategic plan, because, you know, one of the key requirements for this regional strategy is that it should be in line with ICANN's strategic goal, a strategic plan, right? So, you know, in 1.1 and 1.3 we have copied exactly the same objective and the same goals, and then in 1.3 we have the goals that are more in line with the region, and then in 1.4 we'll be developing these actions plan. So, you know, referring to Fahad's point, we will definitely be developing these goals keeping in view the requirements within the region, just like we have done it in 1.3, the regional focus in light of the strategic goals. And then thereafter, we'll have the actions and activities based on these strategic goals for the region. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Zakir. So, yeah, I believe that we're trying to elaborate a new strategic goal when it's needed. So we can end up with a mix anyway. And also we need maybe to have some criteria to help us in making decision or agreeing. And that's thinking like about the feasibility, about resources, also thinking more about setting some KPI and metrics, and to evaluate how much those goals are clear or enough to be translated on into activity. So we will go through that. Those kind of evaluation several times, but I have feeling we will end up with a mix between the goals from ICANN and something only specific to the region. Hanan, please go ahead.
Hi, everybody. You just summarized what I want to say about Zakir remarks and Fahed. I am with this idea that we should have our own goals and objectives. If it is mixed, it's okay, but we should have our stamp on it. And something else that I would like to from now on to start on these meetings, at least the presenter or the one who is in charge of the meeting to pronounce or to mention the names that are attending the meetings. Because why I'm asking this, because I had so difficulties. I was applying for ICANN 68, and I found it very difficult to prove that I attended any of the webinars or any of the meetings. So it will be nice if at the beginning that we mention all the names that attending this at this meeting. And I think that translator, or I don't know what they call this software, he will write the names will be written, so we can just make a copy of it and send it to ICANN whenever for the next meetings applications. That's all, and thank you all.
Okay, thanks.
Rafiq, just a quick comment.
Okay. Sorry, just I was going to say something, but okay, please go ahead.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I mean, because I mean, you go ahead and then just give me the floor. That's fine.
Okay, so please go ahead, Fred. I assume that you are going to talk about this administrative matters and clarify about the attendance and how we're keeping record.
Yeah, so just quickly, I mean, Hanan, if you go. Actually, after the call, we usually share a recording. And in fact, you will see a recording of the Zoom room itself. So again, you can see the list of people's names there. But collecting them and listing them on the Zoom room, I mean, there are some GDPR implications to that. But yeah, I mean, if you want data for this, yeah, sorry, everybody, I was kicked out. So I was just trying to tell Hanan that she can just go to the chat room and she'll see the list of all people who are attending each and every call. Thank you.
Okay. okay, thanks, Farid, for reminding us about how we are keeping the attendance log or the recording. But just was wondering if Hanan just meant that the kind of automated transcription by by Zoom, which is not quite accurate, just maybe to show that who was speaking. So I'm not sure if it's based on the, I mean, you need to spell out the name, but I assume that Zoom is just taking knows who intervened because who just unmuted and so on. And that anyway. Okay, so that I think was responded. I believe now we are in the same page about how we at least roughly how we should proceed. So we will work through those goals, try to reach some shape or level of for those goals, and try to do that for all the focus area, and then we can go back later on to work on the activities, and if needed to amend to the strategic goals. So let's try to go at least for today the first focus area, since we have several bullet points, and see how much agreement we have or if we need to do some changes to the goals. So the first one, the conducting training needs assessment in line with the given strategic objective. My initial thinking here or thought, it's just that this seems like an activity that that is responding to a goal. But I think here the goal is identifying the needs in the region, and the activity can be later in how to conduct that assessment and so on. But this is just my initial thinking, or maybe we need to kind of making some changes in the phrasing or the wording to make it clear what we are trying to achieve with this one. So I guess this is to basically identifying the needs in term of capacity building, skills, knowledge, and so on in the region related to DNS security or something like that. Okay, thanks, Zakir. So any comment or thoughts on this? Okay, so yes, Zakir, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. Yes, exactly. So probably maybe we need to rephrase this goal. But as you mentioned, yes, the goal would be a training need assessment, or you know, the training needs in the region, and then an activity would be how exactly are we going to achieve those training needs. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. thanks, Zakir. So, question to Fad. Fad, I know we are asking a lot of from you. Is it possible to capture the kind of amendment and phrasing, or should we volunteer someone else?
So which, Rafiq, which amendment and phrasing are you referring to?
Sorry, no problem. So regarding the first bullet points, so I was thinking to kind of some phrasing, but it probably other can have a different suggestion, is to identifying the needs in the region for capacity building, skills, knowledge.
Yeah, okay.
Regarding DNS security. So this is a goal, but I would like to hear from other, I think, if something we need to do, or I mean, we need to achieve, taking into account the comment initially about the existing activities and so on.
Yes, Rafiq, I'll be happy to edit the document. So probably after the call, and to be frank with you, I'm back from all my travels. So yes, I'll have some time to actually look into the document and give it some edits. So yes, I'll do that. I'll be happy to do that.
Okay, thanks. So question to everyone. So are you fine with this? Any objection? Okay, and thanks, Zakir. Yeah, it will be nice to have. Okay, so I guess for this we no objection for now. So I mean, again, we can come back later if there is any concern. The second. Okay, the second it was I'll say it was deleted, so I'm not sure who added it or not. The build of I think okay, just was moved. But let's start with the second one. Developing community recommendation to mitigate DNS abuse. Okay. So here the question, is this a goal or an activity? So I guess it looks like a goal is to, I mean, what we need to reach at the end is to having, Okay, so the question is how that will be done. Community recommendation to mitigate DNS abuse. So any thought here? I guess my feeling here, it looks like a goal because that's need probably several steps and how we will reach those or how we will build those recommendations. So through different activities to be defined. So I think that looks like a goal. So if there is no objection, I think that we can keep this one for now. Yes, Baher, please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Rafi. Well, actually, it's a question. But, you know, when we say developing community recommendations to mitigate DNS abuse, which community recommendations are we referring to? I mean, I'm not clear on that.
I assume it's our region, so I guess is developing regional community recommendation, something like that.
Yeah. I think you know, maybe I need to give it some thought myself, just to make sure that. You know, we're clear on what you know, on what we mean, because again, this is a strategy that will then be, you know, implemented through implementation or operational plan, and it will be implemented by ICANN org. So I think some clarity here is needed. I'm still not clear. I mean, the whole debate about DNS abuse is just, you know, starting at the, you know, community level, and we've all seen the recent ICANN meeting in Montreal. We had one of the high interest topic sessions on this topic. And those who attended this session probably saw that, you know, there wasn't even agreement among community members about what, DNS abuse is or is not, and what, you know, ICANN's as an ICANN org, what its role is. So again, all I'm saying is, I think we just need to be clear on what we aim for. That's all. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Behar. So I don't think I can really fairly explain this the suggestion. I think it was made by Hadia, and it's a question really for her maybe to elaborate or to explain more. But as you said, now that we have the discussion in the community, and a different group like the contracted party, the GAC, and so on, they are discussing about even what we mean and what's covered by DNS abuse and what can what they can do here. So I guess we can put this as a note, and we ask Hadia maybe if she can elaborate her thinking around this and what she think we are supposed to do. But in fact, I think maybe we can make it clear is that, and this is my experience also in the GNSO working group or in CCWG and so on, is even if we are discussing the policy recommendation or here recommendation for strategic planning, we are looking for the input from ICANN staff with regard to the visibility and to have any question that we can clarify, and that our recommendation should not be disconnected from the implementation. And so this is all fair question, and we, if needed, we can structure them and keep track. So if you have any question, you can also add them to the document directly. So, I mean, no concerns or worry on this. So I hope that's make things clear. So I guess since Hadia is not with us, I will have problem to do kind of guessing. I'm not sure. Zeker, I think you were in the queue, but it seems you lowered your hand.
Actually, you covered the point. I was about to say the same thing, that Hadia may be in a better position to, you know, let us know what exactly is she referring to here, because developing community recommendations to mitigate DNS abuse is something very broad, and it might in general refer to the broader ICANN community or something like that. So maybe Hadia could be in a better position to let us know. I will just put a question in the Google Doc for her, then she may be able to come back to it. Thank you.
Thanks, Zach. So let's put this on hold and ask Hadia, but in the meantime, we can try to cover the rest. Okay, RISE awareness about registration data and organization adoption of uniform access. I'm not sure how this is much related to the region, a strategy and goal, and this already ongoing policy activities here around RDS or registration data, and also the work about the access and disclosure to the registration data. So, okay, I mean, raising awareness for what and to whom exactly? And I don't think it can be really our goal here to encourage the adoption uniform, also, I mean, the access framework, because this, the whole discussion already, it's in the policy arena and at the EPDP level. So, yes, Bear, please go ahead.
Again, I mean, reading this, to me, this is clearly not a goal in itself. This could be an activity. It can go under security. It can go under unique identifiers. This is another strategic focus area. So under neither one of those areas, we can agree as a group to raise awareness on topic A or topic B. But raising awareness in itself in this context, frankly, I don't see it as a goal.
Okay, thanks, Bear. Point taken. I guess this is, we can put it here that we don't believe it's a goal, and it's maybe an activities to we decide where it should be under. And I assume it will be the same case for the next bullet points, raise awareness among registries about the imports for conducting security checks. So I guess it's the same issue here, that it's more like an activity than a goal. And that need to we decide where to put it. But also, still, if we decide if it's really something we see it as needing our region or not. So I think we can put a note here for those two bullet points. Okay. Any question, comment? Okay, so let's get this as an action item. The next is build the network of experts that can help in ensuring the security of the DNS and the DNS root server. So, okay. I'm not sure who added this. Was it you, Zeker? Yes, please go ahead.
I did not add this point, but I think this is more in line with the first point that is about training need assessment. So I'm not sure if who added this, but I think we can add this to the first point, you know, combine it, because that already is about training and capacity building in the region. And once we have some, you know, requirements or needs within the region about DNSSEC or DNS related security trainings, so this line is more related to that, and maybe we can combine it with the first one.
Okay, thanks, Zeker. Okay, so the goal is to build a network of experts. Okay, Zeker, you want to, is it an old or new hand? You want to elaborate further?
Okay. Sorry, that was an older.
Okay, no problem. Okay, so yeah, we can check here if everyone is in the same page. That is one possible strategic goal, that building the experts network in the region, probably to be clear. Any comment? Question? Okay, so I guess we can keep this. Okay. Yes, Mayor, please go ahead.
Rafi, just one quick comment. I'm just trying, because I for the rest of the document I don't see any input from the working group on the different goals. So I'm thinking that we, you know, while building a network of experts may sound like a good goal to have, I'm also thinking that perhaps if we look at the other goals or other focus areas in the document, like, you know, unique identifiers, for example, we might, you know, think that, okay, maybe building a network of experts is also needed there. So what I'm trying to say is just let's try to, hold on, you know, finalizing anything right now in terms of, you know, whether this is agreed or not, because I think at some point we will, as a group, we will have to take this, you know, holistic look at the document as a whole and see, you know, what fits where, if you see what I mean. Just a thought. I'm not suggesting that we should remove this particular goal, but I'm saying just to hold our thoughts until we have a more holistic view of the whole document. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. I don't think we are trying kind of to finalize anything now. Just we're trying to go through this objective since they were suggested to, and so discussing if they are objective or goal in first place, trying to rephrase them, also to ask any question, also kind of evaluating if they are really goals, objective, or more activities. So for this case, like with the network of experts, I'm trying to check if there is no concern for now. So we will leave that, and we will go back later to all of this. Maybe I'm kind of repeating myself. I see this is like to go through several iterations. So this is just the first cut, also to familiarize everyone with those input, because I'm not sure that everyone had chance to review them. And so to kind of to have them as a starter, and we will go through this several times, try to elaborate. So maybe at the end, we will decide if we should keep them or not. And yes, we will do a whole review of kind of an initial version we will have, and try to see if there is any inconsistency or discrepancy, and we should fill the gap. So here is just to be sure that there is no concern, but we will go back or circle back later on to those goals. Okay. Okay. And my idea later is, even if we try here to cover, is to send email to the list to ask everyone to continue filling the rest of the focus area, because I believe we only have input in the two first focus area. And also if commenting on the kind of the first goals we get, and to be clear, those are really initial, and this is more like kind of a draft idea, just to help everyone to kind of thinking more in depth about the needs or what we should add or not. Okay, so if there is no concern for now, we can go back later to that. And the next, is utilizing the existing technical resources to help with the technical expertise in the region. So, yeah, okay. Somehow this is tricky, I think. Maybe it can be rephrased here like kind of goal, but before jumping or commenting from my side, let's see if Zeker, SE Beher and then Zeker, but I believe Zeker wanted to comment on this one, as I think he added it. But let's hear from Beher and then Zeker. Beher?
Sorry, Rafi, this was an old hand. I just put it down. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. Zeke, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. So, I mean, utilizing existing resources, technical resources, this is more relevant to the point above, build a network of experts, and probably that point was added by Hadia later when I had already added this utilizing existing technical resources. So, when I was adding this point, I actually had in my mind that in the past we have had a program of train the trainer or something like that. Probably Fahad or Bahir can clarify on that. So, in the train the trainer program, we had certain resources trained, and maybe we can utilize those resources to be able to expand on the expertise within the region, and maybe we can build that group of people. This would address the above point as well, the building a network of experts. So, you know, that we, for example, have an existing trainers in the region who are trained on DNSSEC and probably other technologies. We can utilize them and, you know, cover the region more effectively. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Jagger, for this. So, yeah, training the trainer. So, just wondering here if for the two last bullet points, if they can be merged as a goal. The idea that we try to build the network, the expert network, using the existing technical resource, and also to build to expand the pool of expertise or something like that. So something maybe around that as a goal that we maybe we can have. Okay, so let's say we can merge this one, the two goals. Okay, so okay, next, raising awareness among different stakeholders regarding the security of DNS across the region. Okay, I'm not sure here if this the all raising awareness are in the same the having the same issue, if they are they are more like activities than goal, but let's hear from the team. Yes, Zach, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq, since I added this point. So, you know, raising awareness, as you know, above in one point, we already had this raising awareness point again. So raising awareness would be a goal. And then how are we going to raise awareness among the regional community regarding security of the DNS across the region? That how, to answer that how would be our actions or activities. It could be, for example, you know, a workshop. It could be a webinar or something. It could be, you know, having an activity in the regional MIEXIG or DNS forum or something like that. So all these activities would contribute to raising awareness about the security of DNSSEC across the region. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Zeke. So can you repeat what you are suggesting in terms of wording, or you can type it in the chat so we can capture it? Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, the point was, you know, I was referring to that raising awareness among different stakeholders regarding the security of DNS across the region would be a goal for us as part of this regional strategy. And how are we going to, you know, raise this awareness among the regional community? To answer that, how would be our actions and activities, and that we will add into the section 1.4 later on. Probably I will do it maybe this week. So, you know, the goal would be raising awareness among the regional, as it is mentioned here, among the regional community. And then how are we going to raise awareness among the regional community would be through different activities, for example, DNS forum, and then we have this regional school on internet governance, and then we can, you know, organize certain webinars and certain other activities, workshops, specifically regarding DNS abuse or DNS security, sorry.
Okay, thanks, Zeker. I got what you were saying. I was just asking if you can put in the chat what you are suggesting about the wording for the goal. So it's basically raising awareness within the community, and then we can develop later the activities and so on. So we are on the same page, but just I wanted that we capture that. Okay, so we are reaching the I think we just have 1 minute left on the call. And we covered this focus area for security, the first one. So we will continue in this process to go through each focus area. So we will follow up in the mailing list to ask everyone to put comment and suggestion for regional goals and objective for all the focus area, and to review what we have here. So we try to maybe do some cleanup just to clarify the kind of the new version of goals, regional goals or objective for the focus security focus area. And we will continue like this, trying to populate the document and then reviewing all of the focus area, hopefully in the next calls, depends about our progress. And then we will go later on to the the activities. And there is nothing prevent anyone from just throwing ideas for activities for now. But again, we will have to review several time and try to evaluate and check that we are consistent, and also think about the feasibility regarding the implementation of those recommendations. So we will follow up in the mailing list, and we will clarify the approach we are going to follow to everyone. So with regard to the calls, I understand that I think the last call will be next Monday, and then there will be short winter holidays in ICANN office. So just checking here with Fahad and Behar if we are supposed to have call next week, or we will resume the calls next year.
Yeah, hi Rafiq, this is Fahad. I guess we can have a call next week. And if people think that they're off, we can postpone it. I don't know, but yes, we are ready to have a call next week.
Okay. Thanks, Fahad. Anyway, I really believe that we need to do much, much more work within the list and between the calls. The call should basically more about discussing some issue that we could not reach consensus and so on. But anyway, so we'll follow up in the list and try to explain to the team for those who could not attend how we are going to proceed, and ask everyone to add comments, suggestions, ideas to the rest of the document. I'm happy that we start. I think we are making progress, because we are thinking now more about the regional objectives, and we are getting into the right path. So thanks everyone for attending today's call, and seeing you in the mailing list and the next call soon. Thanks all, and bye-bye.
Thank you.